We hear again a few of the verses from the appointed reading of Isaiah 25. On this mountain, the Lord will destroy the surface of the covering cast over all people and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. And it will be said in that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. In the name of Jesus. So what actually happened at that tomb? Maybe at the time it would have seemed a small thing. Certainly on the world stage it was not that big of a deal. A small thing when compared to all the great movements and history and wars and all of that of this world. A small thing, really. It was in a confined place outside of Jerusalem, not up in Greece or Rome. No world capitals or great cities would even really know what happened at that tomb on an otherwise normal morning. A confined location, a confined time. The crucified one, on the first day of the week, walks out of a tomb, alive, death swallowed up in the person of Jesus. Yet there's such a particularity to it. It was done on a particular man, Jesus, on a particular day. It's no normal event, we know that, this resurrection of the dead man, but will it really matter for others? Will it matter for you and me? Will this single name and life even be known by the philosopher in Athens or the politician in Rome? Will it help the sinner in Albuquerque? This resurrection of this one man, it is the defeat of death. But death is not confined. Death isn't limited by a particular place. To whom does death not belong? Isaiah talks about it. He says death is over all peoples, all nations, everyone. Isaiah 25, 7. The Lord will destroy on this mountain the surface of the covering cast over all peoples, and the veil spread over all nations. Death is universal. It's all-encompassing. It's sometimes, even in our world, referred to as a natural process. It's part of being human, we're told. It happens to all. So our world, covered by the veil of death, spread over all nations, tries to clean death up a little bit and act as if it's acceptable somehow. Death is like a leaf falling on the ground, we hear in our world. They actually put that in some of the hospice books. Death, a leaf falling to the ground. But that's good, because a leaf in dying gives life to the next generation. That's the way our world cleans it up. But a man is not a leaf. Death is not good. No life comes from it. It can't be cleaned up. It is the total negation of life. It's not part of being human, not at all. It's part of being a sinner. To be human is to be alive. To be a sinner is to be under the veil of death. Death is the judgment, and this judgment knows no border. So, what is the rescue from death? For the rescue to be true, it must be universal, as death is. All-encompassing, not confined to a small location on a particular day that the world even at that time wouldn't have really known about. For the rescue to be true, it must be a total swallowing up of the covering of death's veil cast over all peoples, over all nations. Isaiah 25, 8. The Lord will destroy on this mountain the surface of the covering cast over all people, and the veil spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people he will take away from all the earth. There's no borders in Isaiah's speaking. The victory is full. No border of time or place. No confinement of location or generation. Full victory over death to all peoples, to all faces with tears of mourning, forever. For every day of every year of every generation, death taken away from the earth. That's what happened at that tomb on that particular day when the crucified one stood up and walked out. The terror of death, the judgment of sin, the dead body on the cross, it happened to one man, Christ Jesus. But he didn't do it for himself. He did it for all. For every person of every family, of every nation, of every generation, no one left out. He did it for all. Our sin accounted to him. He took it upon himself. He was clothed in it. When John the Baptizer baptized him with all the sinners in that Jordan River, our sin was then clothed unto him. His righteousness, though, accounted to us. He clothed us in it when he baptized us into the holy name. The judgment for all came to one man. Now the victory, the walking out of the tomb, the breaking the bonds of death, the victory is one man. The victory is Jesus, the Lamb of God, atoning for the sin of the world by the shedding of his own blood. Then on the third day, raised up from the dead by the Father, never to be subject to death again. Romans 6. The victory is Jesus making known his triumph over this covering of death, making it known even in hell itself. He descended into hell to proclaim to the demons their defeat. Their defeat is the cross where he redeemed sinners. Their defeat is the open tomb where he tore to shreds the veil of death. He descended to hell to declare to the demons that it's over. Their defeat is complete. Death no longer reigns over the sinner. The victory, it is accomplished by one man. But the one who stood up out of the grave, he has a name. His name is Jesus. And Jesus means, in the Hebrew, Yahweh saves. Yahweh, that's the name he gave to Moses at the burning bush. Yahweh means I am in its fullness. Yahweh means he is the God who was, who is, who will be, and who brings all creatures to life. He is the God not of the dead, he says, but of the living. With his name, he gives to you all that he is. With his name, he gives all that he promised. He has promised atonement of sinners, Isaiah 53. He has promised the resurrection of the body, Job 19. He has promised that this salvation is a swallowing up of the shroud of death covering all peoples, an eternal feast of victory for all, Isaiah 25. The salvation is universal. It is that the Redeemer has atoned for the sins of every sinner, even those who walk away from this gift, those who refuse the faith. They don't negate the atonement, for Jesus, the Lord of life, did no deficient work. They only refuse the atonement for themselves. They turn it back to him, choosing instead to try to justify themselves by their rejection of the free gift. Now the Redeemer is resurrected, living and breathing, and his resurrection is for all. It knows no border. For every sinner, for every person fearing death, for you and me. The salvation was accomplished, to be sure, at a particular time and location for all. But the Lord delivers it now, not generally, not in some way that is somehow unsure and uncertain to a particular sinner. He delivers this gift of life to a particular sinner where that sinner is, at a certain time and place, by a manner of delivery that he designated to his apostles. The name belonging to the cross and the resurrection, the name who defeated death, standing up out of the tomb, Mark 16, is now the name proclaimed to the sinner. 1 Corinthians 15, I declare to you the gospel which I proclaimed to you, which you also received, and in which you stand, by which also you are saved. The name is given to us in the gospel. The gospel is all sins forgiven by Jesus Christ. The name is given to you. You bear the name of the crucifixion and the resurrection. In your baptism, everything he accomplished on the cross, everything he did in breaking the bonds of death and walking out of the tomb, is now joined to you. You're clothed in it, Romans 6. Jesus' crucifixion and his resurrection belong to you as surely as to him, or baptism into the name means nothing. His victory over death, his righteous standing before the Father, his joy of the eternal feast, it is your victory over death, your righteous standing, your eternal joy, all by gift. He is risen. He is risen indeed. He walked out of the tomb. You do not belong to the tomb. You belong to the resurrection. You are risen. You are risen indeed. You know it now by faith. You will know it then by sight. In the name of Jesus. Amen.